Kerbo says, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chaf and Freilich Chanukah. And we're here on Yud Tes Amud Beis, right? A bunch of pretty famous stories on today's daf today. So either way, we're here on Yud Tes Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, about 8 or 9 lines up. Pam achas alu kol Yisrael l'regel Yerushalayim. It happened once that Bnei Yisrael made aliyah l'regel. V'lo hayu lahem mayim lishtos, and there was no water. It was had been a drought. Right. Halach Nachdimon ben Gurion etel Adon Echad, and sure enough, Nachdimon ben Gurion, who was I guess in charge of things over there, went to one Adon, went to one master, one non-Jew, wealthy non-Jew, and Amar lo, he said to him, Halveni shtemisrei mayanos mayim lo ali l'regalim. Lend me 12 mayanos. Mayan is a spring or a well for the people who are making right all the regal. But I tell the einos mayim, and I'll give them back to you. Obviously, and if I don't give it back to you, harin nizem lecha the shtemisrei kikar kesef. And if I don't get it back to you, then I'll pay you this massive sum of money, 12 things of silver. And he said the time, meaning I'll pay you back by such and such a day, either the water or the silver. Now, obviously, if there was a drought, so the non-Jew thought that he was going to make a pretty penny on this. Sure enough, the time came and the rain had not come to pay back. In the morning, right, the guy said to him, "Shagili omayim omos," right? Pay me up, right? Water or the money. Sheishli biyacha, that I have in your hand, meaning that you owe me. Shalachlo, so Nachdimon said back to him, "Adayin yishli zman." I still got time. Kolayon kulo shalihu, right? I got the whole day. But tzarayim in the afternoon, shalachlo shagili mayim omos. Sheishli biyacha, right? And again, he said the same message in the afternoon. Shalachlo said back to him, "Adayin yishli shus bayom," right? I still got time. Right, but Mincha Shalachlo, sure enough, the guy sent back to him again. Shagali Omayim Omos Yishli Beodcha. Right, let's go. Time to pay up. So Shalachlo, so Nachdimon sent back to him. Adayin Yishli Shus Bayom. I got time. That's a Lagli Galov. Also Adon. So that guy is a master. Right, that guy said he made fun of him. He said, "I'm a Kolash on a Kula Liyardu Gishamin." Actually, Yardu Gishamin. Right now, there's going to be rain now. Right, it hasn't been rain all year. Right, again, just Pashas is that he had lent him money. Let's say I'm not sure if it was Pesach or Sukkot, but Pasha says there was there had been rain the previous year, so this guy had his filled, but to pay back, right, there had been no rain, there had been a drought, so he wasn't unable to pay back. So this guy thought he was going to get rich. So Nichlas the Beis Hamerchatz Pesimcha, right? Again, the guy went to the bathhouse, right, ready to roll, right, excited about his potential windfall. He went to the bathhouse, and Nachdimon went to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, he was sad, obviously, depressed. But Tefillah wrapped himself in the talis, started davening. He said, "Akosh Baruch Hu, Golu v'yadu lefanecha shalol lechvod yasisi v'lechvod beis abba asisi. I didn't do it for my honor. I didn't do this for my father's honor. Alo lechvodcha asisi. But I did it for you, so the people who were ol regal would have something to drink." Okay, so miyad, immediately niskashu shamayim be'avim, the clouds fill the sky, v'yari dugu shamim, right, and the rains fell, achiz malu shtemet shrem ayamas mayim, until, right, he was able to, right, enough water fell, the 12 springs, or the 12 cisterns, or whatever it was, filled with water, v'osiru, and he had even extra left over. And sure enough, right, with Hollywood level precision, parallels, right, the goy came out of the Beis Hamerchatz, Nachdimon came out of the Beis Hamikdash, k'shipagu zeh b'zeh, and they met each other. And Amar lo, so the guy said to him, "Tain li d'mei mayim, yoser sheyesh li biyadcha." Give me the water. Give me the money for the water. So Amar lo, yodeh amin shelo hiri shekash baruchu es olamo ela bishvilcha. So the guy said to him, "Well, you know what? I understand. I see. Meaning Nachdimon asked the guy for money for the extra water." He was laughing at it, meaning that he's kind of showing him up. Meaning Nachdimon showed up with the water, right? The guy realized that his cisterns were refilled, and he wasn't going to get the money. So Nagimon kind of threw it back in his face. And he said, now you owe me for the extra water that Akash Baruch Hu rained down. So the guy said back to him, so I'm going to tell you, Akash Baruch Hu is alone with Ela Bishvilcha. Right? I know, I'm aware, right, that Akash Baruch Hu, right, changes the world, right, for you, right, for you, on your account. I'm aware, rather going in mode there sometimes. But I still got something to say. I still got something I can open my mouth with. I still got a claim against you. Right? Because the rain came after sunset. Right? And once the rain comes after sunset, so then it's as if the rain fell in my property, meaning you missed your time to pay up. So now you owe me the money, and the water you returned to me was... the cisterns and the barrels, etc., had already come back into my property. So Chazar, so Nakdimon realized that he was right, and he ran back to the Beis Hamikdash. When Nikdash to the Beis Hamikdash, Nisadi Vamra the Tfili started davening again. Vamra the Fam for Bonish Olam. By the way, you just see, Agav, that the Indian of going to the Kotel or going to the Beis Hamikdash and davening, right? You didn't daven right there, didn't run into Shul, right? Ran to the Beis Hamikdash, right? There is definitely, certainly, and obviously an Indian to go daven at these holy places. Okay, but he said, under the Fam of Bonish Olam. Hoda sheyish lecha ahuvim bol mecha. Tell him, right, let everybody know that you have people who you love in this world, meaning that take care of me, right, get my back. So miyad and his pasu ha'avim v'zarcha shemesh v'zarcha chama. That's funny. V'zarcha chama. Sure enough, right at that moment the clouds parted and the sun shone through. And Bosa Shah, at that time, Omlo Adon, right, the guy said to him, Ilo Nikadra Chama, Hayali Peskon Pa'alacha. If the sun had not shot through, had not cut through the clouds, I would have had something to say against you. La'ut She'oti Mimcha Ma'osai. Right, that I would have had something to say against you, to collect my money, but since the sun shone through, so I got nothing. So Tana, and they taught in the Braisa, the Lo Nakdimon Shmo, and that wasn't even his name, right? Ela Buni Shmo, right? That was his name, was Buni, right? Velama Nikra Shmo Nakdimon, so why did they call him that? Veshinekadra Chama Bavuro, because the sun pierced the clouds, right, on his behalf. Tana Rabbani will learn the Braisa, Shloshik Nakadma Lahem Chama Bavuro. For three different people, right, the sun, right, was Nikadma, right, Kodem, right? It started kind of like stayed in the sky, right? It came early, right, for that. Right? Moshe of Yoshua and Akdimon Ben Gurion, right? Those three people. Now, there definitely are chazals that talk about other people, right? For example, a couple of weeks ago we had Yaakov, right? That the Kosh Baruch Hu made the sun set early for him. Okay, but either way, Moshe and Yoshua and Akdimon. Bishlam and Akdimon Ben Gurion, I know, sorry about Nakdimon because Gemara, that's what we just learned that in our Gemara, right? That's a story we've passed down. Yoshua, what about Yoshua? So Nami Kro, the Pasuk says, Dechtiv Vayidom HaShemesh Vayarech Amad, right? Shemesh Begivon Dom, Vayarech Vayemek Ha'elom, famous Pasuk that Yoshua made the sun stay still. Ela Moshe, ironically enough, Moshe, the greatest of all of them, right? Minolan, how do you know that the sun stood still for Moshe? So Amar Rav Yelozer, Asya Achel Achel, it's Xer Shava. For the word Achel. Ksiv haga Achel tes paktecha. Right, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu that Achel, I will begin, taste, to give paktecha, your fear amongst all the nations. Meaning, that's a pasuk in Dvarim, the beginning of Dvarim, that Moshe is telling Bnei Yisrael that Hashem will put the fear of them in the nations. Uksiv Achel godlecha, and it says by Yeshua, I will begin to make you, right, for your godless, for your greatness to spread. So just like that, you know, Yoshua's greatness was largely based on his miracles and war, including the sun standing still. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu. But Shmuel bar Nachmani, says no. Asya taste. It's not the word achel, but it's the word taste. Because it says achel techpatcha, and then uksiv hasam biyom taste Hashem as the emori. Right. So the day that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave over the emori. Right. That's again in Gilon. Right. In that what's it called? Now in that war. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asya Megufa Nikra. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can even learn from the Pasuk. Forget the Gzera Shava, you can learn from the Pasuk. Right? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Yishmu Nishimachav Ragzach V'chaluma Mipanacha. Someone will hear your name and they'll be afraid of you. Right? Imazai Ragzu V'chaluma Mipanacha. When were they afraid of you? So, B'shashe Nekad Malo Chama L'moshe. At the time when the sun stayed up, right, for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, in a Chanami, now where? Okay, fine. Good. Now, in a Chanami, that, okay, fine. I mean, that pasuk is, just to read the full pasuk, what's it called, is in Dvarim over here, Dvarim Beis Chav Beis. Right, so that pasuk that we're quoting right here, so that's all actually the end of the pasuk we've been quoting beforehand. Right, that's the pasuk of Achel Teis Pachtecha. So just to read the whole pasuk and explain how do you know directly from that pasuk, how do you know that Hashem will do that for you? So Hayom Hazeh Achel Teis Pachtecha V'yirascha Al Pnei Ha'amim Tachas Kol Hashamayim. Right, that's what we're trying to. It's actually the part that's not actually quoted. Right, we quoted before Achel Teis Pachtecha. Now we're quoting Asher Yishmun Shemachav Ragzu V'Chalum Panacha, and everybody will hear. Right, I'm talking about Moshe, everyone would hear and be afraid of you, and Takas Kol Hashamayim, right, underneath all of the heavens, right, how do you know that everybody under the heavens is going to find out about Moshe Rabbeinu's things? So it could be that's the point that we're trying to make, that Hashem will stop the sun for him. Okay. Right, I mean, it's in the Mishnah that if there's a city, right, that does not have rain, we said it, and that will be obviously if there's rain elsewhere. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, we stay in the klala. Actually, that if there's rain in one city and no rain in another city, that's bad for both of them, because the city with the rain is going to get all the rain, and that's going to be bad for the crops as well. Now, once we're going on this kind of like, once we've said that, oh, by the way, this may seem good, but it's not really good. There's really a hidden meaning here. So the Gemara digresses to talk about other places where it seems to be bad, but actually it's going to be good. Right? Just like we said over here in the Mishnah, that there one city will get the rain, one city won't, and certainly the city that doesn't get rain has to daven, but it's also that the city getting the rain won't be so good. So the Gemara, right, we're going to talk about a couple of other things where it may not be exactly what you might have thought. So the pasuk says in Eicha, yeah, and it says, "Ha'isa Yushalayim Anida Benehem." Bnei Yushalayim will be like Anida. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Levracha. That's actually good. Why? Well, how so? Can Nida, raining Anida, obviously is Tamei, but my Nida Yishal Heter Av Yushalayim Yishal Takana. But Anida eventually will become mutter to her husband and become pure again. So that was the message. That was the comforting message. Just like so to Yushalayim. Ha'isa Kalmana, like an almana, like a widow. I'm Rav Yehuda Levracha. That's also positive. How so? Kalmana v'la almana mamish. It's like an almana, but not really like an almana. Not really an almana. Elaki isha jalcha ba'alal m'dina seyam v'avidakta l'achzor ala. Right, so really what we're talking about is Yerushalayim is like a woman whose husband has left, but is coming back. Okay. V'kamanin nesati ischem nivze mishvalim. Because Baruch says, I will make you nivze bizoy, is a bizoy, and is an embarrassment. Mishvalim, and low down, what's it called? Sorry about that. And low, yeah, okay. So, v'amra b'huda, the bracha, that's supposed to be for a bracha. D'lo, mok miminon, lo reishi nahare, v'lo gaziri pati. Meaning that the goyim don't make the Jews into tax collectors. Because people hate tax collectors. I mean, they hate the Jews as it is. But if the Jews are the tax collectors or the officials, so that the Jews would be even hated even further. So therefore the Jews have been low. They've been nivzim. They're also there's a bizayon there, but they're not. At least they're not, those two types of those people, at least they're not collecting taxes or trying to enforce rules and stuff, which would make them hate it even more. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make the Jews like a reed. So, Amar B'yudah Merav L'Vracha, that's actually a good thing. That meaning a reed, that Kasher Yanud Hakana B'mayim, and a reed sways back and forth in water, what does that mean? So Amra Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman and Amra Rabbi Yonasan, my dechtir wasn't mean when the pasuk says Nemanim Pitzei Ohev Venataros Nishikos Sonei. Right, it's better to have Pitzei Ohev, the damages, the injuries by someone who loves you, as opposed to kisses from someone who hates you, from an enemy. So Tava Klala Shekil Achia Hashiloni Es Yisrael Yosem Yibracha Shebrecha and Bila Marasha. Right, the curses of Achia, who cursed the Jews. Achia was a Navi. He cursed the Jews after Yeravam, right, made the Jews over the Avodah Zarah, so he cursed them. But those curses were better than the brachos that Bilam gave them. So Achia, now the Gemara explains, Achia Shalani Kilim Bakona. Achia said that they should be like a reed, and that's what we quoted before. Amar Lahem Yili Yisrael, he said to the Jews, V'ikashem Es Yisrael, Kasher Yenud HaKana B'mayim, right? Ma'kana Zeh Omid B'makamayim, just as the reed grows in water, v'gizu machlif, and it grows back if it's cut, v'shar sham ruven has a lot of roots, afilu kol ruchas ba'olam bo'os v'noshmas bo'o, im azizu zesomim komo, even if all the winds come and blow it, it doesn't move, right? Ela holech u'ba'i imahim, but it goes back and forth, and dimamu haruchos, and when the winds stop, amad akamim komo, the reed stays where it is. I mean, it's implied that, yes, even though all these bad things happen to you, the winds come back and forth and blow you all over the place, but at least you're going to stay your ground, right? And you're located in water, which is next to Torah, right? So even though it's going to be a rough time for the reed going back and forth, but still, that's not as bad as it might seem. Aval Bilam Rasha Bircham Be'eres. Bilam blessed Am Yisrael and said, "You're like a cedar tree." Shenemar Ka'arezim Alemayim. All right, so Ma Erez Zeh Ino Omi B'Makomayim. But a cedar tree, right, is not so great because it doesn't stand right near a river where there's water. Vein Gizel Machlif, and if you cut it off, it doesn't grow back. Vein Sharsha Merubim doesn't have a lot of roots. Afilu Kol Ruchas Shebaolam Noshmos Ein Bo Mezizus. And even if all the winds come, right, they don't push it out. Doesn't uproot it. But if a southern wind comes, if a strong wind comes, a southern wind comes and blows on it, then it can be blown over and uprooted. So that was like not necessarily so good, right? In Echanami, even though it stands tall, usually it can be overthrown and destroyed eventually. Okay. And even better than that, that the reed is eventually going to turn into a kulmus, a quill. Right, to write sefer Tanakh. Okay. Right, again, nowadays obviously they use a feather, but you can use a reed not obviously the big hard stem part, but the other parts of it. Okay, fine. Right, once we're on the topic of reed, so a person should always be soft like a reed, meaning that you can flexible, right? Can bend and be changeable. And you shouldn't be hard and fast and stubborn like a cedar tree. Maisa Shabbat Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Migdal Gedor. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon came from Migdal Gedor, from his teacher's house. By a rechav al chomer, metal al sfas nahar, and he was traveling. He was on a donkey. He was on the side of the river. The samach simcha. You can imagine he was in a very good mood. The samach simcha gedola. By said daito gasal love. And finished a lot of Torah at Harve. Well, he learned a lot of Torah. He was in a traveling nice on the road. He had a good view. Right, he's having a good time. He was enjoying himself. He was he was proud of what he had accomplished. And he's down below adam echad shahayim uchur biyoser. And there was guy. Some random guy who showed up, Rashi says, could have been Elio Anovi. Again, obviously, to teach him a lesson, as you'll see in a second. Pretty well-known story. And he was a super ugly guy. So Rabbi Elazar said to him, so Shamalecha Rebbe. Or the guy said to Rabbi Elazar, Shamalecha Rebbe, right? Shamalecha. V'lo hichzir Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar didn't even respond. Amarlo. Instead, Rabbi Elazar said, Reka, right? Empty one. Kama mechur oso ha'ish. Right, you're so ugly. Right, Shema Kol Bnei Yirecha Mechuar and Kamoscha. Right, everybody's ugly as you. So I'm always say back to him. Any day, I say I don't know. Ella, but Leich Ve'Emor LeUma Shasani. Right, go tell the master who made me. Meaning, tell Hashem. Right, Kama Mechuar Kli Zesh Asiza. How disgusting and ugly is this utensil that you made? Right, Kevin Shehad Be'Asma Shechata. So Rabbi Lazar again, he had been in a good place and was perhaps too loose with his words. Right, don't always say what you think. Right, so he realized he sinned. So Yared ben Achamar, he got down from the donkey, and Ishtatech Lefanav, and he bowed down. Ramar Lo, and he said, Nanesi Lecha. Right, I insulted you. Machali, forgive me. Right, forgive me. Right, giving me mechila. So Ramar Lo. So the ugly guy said back to him, Eni Machalcha. He said, Nope. Achatelech Leuman Shasani. Ramar Lo, Kama Mechur Kli Zesh Asisa. So you tell Hashem, right, how ugly it is. Meaning, I'm not going to. Bottom line, meaning. I'm not gonna forgive you ever, right? The Hayam Metayel Achar Rashi Geili Iro. So again, okay, Rabbi Elazar got back on the donkey, and the old guy and the ugly guy kind of you know, walked in front of him, right, to his city. Right? I guess they're going the same direction. Yatsu b'nei iru l'krosso, so the people came out to greet Rabbi, came out to meet Rabbi Elazar. Hayu omrim lo, shalom alecha Rabbi, Rabbi, mori, mori. And they said, shalom alecha Rabbi. Shalom alehem. So the ugly guy said, l'miyatem karim Rabbi, Rabbi. Who do you, who's this master you're talking to? So Rabbi Elazar said to him, l'zeh shemitah l'charecha. So that guy, what do you mean? That guy is riding on a donkey behind you. Shalom alehem. The ugly guy said, Im ze Rebbe, if that's your Rebbe, so al yirbo kamoso ki Yisrael. Let there be nobody else like him in Am Yisrael. So Amulam and Pneiman, he said, what are you talking about? So Amulam, kach, kach, asal, he's right. They told him all the whole story. So Amulam, they said to him, so Afo became, okay, fine, Beseder. But still, Macholo, Shadim Godal Badarahu, right? Still forgive him. Right, because he's still a big Talmud Chacham. So Amalehem, he said back to them, Bishvilchem, Arei Nimocholo, right, for you guys, I'll be Mocholim, and we'll eventually, he will get lost his cane. So as long as he doesn't do this again. And obviously, that was Eliyahu HaNavi kind of trying to hammer the lesson home. Mi'ad nechnas Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon v'darash, and the olam mi'adam rach ha'kanav al yehe kashaka erez, immediately he came in and gave this drasha, right, don't be mean, like he had been to this guy who was ugly. And that's how people realized that the reed right, taught good midos, and that was a zocha that it should become a quill, right, to write all of these things. Okay. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever umapolas. The Mishnah had said that if there's a city that has some sort of plague or the buildings are falling down. So obviously we're fast for those things. Tan rabbi will learn the rabbi. Umapolas sha'amu b'rios v'lo ru'uos. This one, when you're talking about buildings falling down, so they have to be, right, literally means brios, is healthy, right, but it means strong buildings, and not buildings that are about to collapse. She'ena ru'uos libo v'lo ha'ru'uos libo. And those who are not ready, and also buildings that are not ruyos lipol, that are not about to fall, instead of buildings that are about to fall. So like Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hei ninu brios, hei ninu b'shenu ruyos lipol. Well, what's the difference, right? How do you define these things, right? You said, what is a healthy building, quote unquote? What is a building that's not about to fall, right? That seems to be the same thing, right? Hei ninu ruos, hei ninu and what is a building that's kind of broken down as opposed to a building that's about to fall, right? Those seems to be the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, there's a building that falls because it's too tall. So inami, I mean, it could be strong, but it's too tall. Inami, right, the kamen aguda dinara, or you have a building that's tall, and it's kind of hanging out by the river, right? The river could, right, overflow or whatever, right? So it doesn't have a good foundation. So you could have a building that's strong, but it's still about to fall because either it's too tall or it's by a bad area. And also ashisa, meaning when you have ashisa ru'a dehava ben arada, and then you have also on the other hand you have a case of a wall that was a lousy wall in Narada. The lo hayva chalif Rav Shmuel tusa. Rav Shmuel wouldn't walk next to it. Afagav the kaima ba'asra tlaisen shanin. Even though they had stood there for tlaisen shanin for 13 years, right? It wasn't about to fall, but it was still a weak, you know, not built well wall. So that would be ruos, a wall that's a lousy wall, but it's not about to fall because it's been there forever, right? So Yom Echadus, so the Gemara says a story about this wall. The ikla Rav Adi Bar Ava. The Lahasam, right? Rav Adi Bar Ava was there. Rav Amalei Shmuel Rav, Nesi Mar Nakif. He said, okay, they were walking and they were talking to her. They said, okay, let's go. Let's take our usual route and go around the wall. So Amalei, let's shuchin ahit. No, today we don't need to. I think Rav Adi Bar Ava Bahadan, because we have Rav Adi Bar Ava who's here. The Navish Zechusei, but he has tremendous chusim. Right? He's apparently big tzaddik. Velo Mistafino, we're not. I'm not nervous. I'm not afraid that the wall will fall on us. Ravuna Havel Lei Ha'u Chamra Ba'u Beisa Ro'iya. The story also about Rav Adi Bar Ava's great schuyos. Ravuna had a wine in a house that was kind of ru'a, was about to fall, or it wasn't built well. At least it was going to be a ruin. But Boy Lefnuye, he wanted to take the wine out before the building came down. So Ayle the Rav Adi Bar Ava Lahasam. So he brought Rav Adi Bar Ava there. Mashke b'shmaita adipanye. Right, and he talked Torah with him until, right, I guess his workers, right, or maybe he himself, right, was able to take out the wine. Buster Danaf, like as soon as they left, so sure enough, Nahul Besa, the house fell. So argues Rav Adi Bar Ava, so Rav Adi Bar Ava ikbid, and realized what had happened, and he got upset. Right, Savrila, and he said, because he said, Savrila, Kihata Am Rabbi Yanek, say, hold the Rabbi Yanek. A person should never stand in a dangerous place. Is going to do a miracle for me. Because, obviously, Shema Eino Silones, right? Because maybe Hashem won't. But even if Hashem does, then it's detracted, it's taken away from his chuyos. How do you know the pasuk that says that? So a pasuk we just read, I've been diminished, I've been lessened, Yaakov Avinu says, that from all the chesed that Kosh Baruch has done for me, right? That's at the beginning of Vayishlach, right, when he was nervous to face Esav, right, because he thought that maybe Kosh Baruch Hu, all the chesed that Hashem had done for him, but he had lost some schuyos. Okay, my hayeva uvda Rav Adi Bar Ahava. What was Rav Adi Bar Ahava's greatness? It was like this. Shalom Tamidav is Rav Zira, Varmi Leiv Rav Adi Bar Ahava. Some people say that either. Some people say they asked Rabbi Zera, and some people say they even asked Rabbi Avraham himself, but mehar achta yamim, right? What are your schuyos? Why have you lived so long? Malahem, he said back to them, a bunch of things. Miyame lo ikpati b'soch besi, I never get angry at home. Lo tza'ati b'fnei misha gadol b'meni, I never walked in front of someone who was greater than I was. Lo yirharti m'vuos atinuos, I didn't learn Torah, I didn't think about Torah in disgusting alleyways where they had like feces and stuff. I never walked Dalet Amos without either learning or wearing tefillin. I never slept in the base medrash, whether it was a long sleep or just a little kind of put my head down. I was never happy when my friend fell down, when he was takalas, when he had some sort of takala, when he had some sort of problem. I didn't call my friend by his nickname, by his last name. As the Tosafot says over here, Hachinaso is a kinui, is like a nickname, which would be derogatory. And Hachinaso, or his last name, meaning if that was negative, for the reason that if it wasn't a proper way of speaking, we never called his friend by his last name like that. Okay, fine. All right, we're going to stop here just because. The next part will go onto the next Amud, and we're going to stop here. Tomorrow's going to be tough for me to record when Shabbos I'm candlelighting at 4 o'clock, so that's tough for me to record. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue Matzah Shabbos with Daf Chav Beis. Have a great day or night and a great Shabbos, depending on where you're listening to this.